Warning, Afraid to Ask is an uncensored podcast that may include adult language and topics. Actually, not may, it will contain such things. If you get offended easily, please check out my Dry Bar comedy special or watch me on Gutfold. I love you, but this podcast is not for you. Mom, please turn it off. I love you. Turn it off. Okay, you can't say we didn't warn you. Please enjoy the episode. Check one, two.
Well, hello there, boyfriend. How are you this fine day?
I'm really good.
Is it working?
Yes.
Excellent. Let's not touch shit.
I'm afraid to ask, but I have a great question.
I don't even know what I was going to say. I'm so disturbed right now.
I just want to tell you something while you're finishing making that reservation.
What would you like to tell me?
Keep going. You're fine. You could just keep doing that. But there is something, and I think I read an article once that corroborates this statement.
Oh, boy.
Men love electronics, and it's not just that we sort of, like, it's I heard it was something in your brain, something in a man's brain that loves electronics. Mm-hmm. When I go into a store and I see televisions, I want to buy a television, even if I just bought a television. Like, we just got new lights, lighting, a new camera for the studio here, and I am so excited. And there was this, I bought this tripod, and it's just a beast of a tripod. You can do anything with it. And I come in, and when I got to your place, everything was here in boxes, and I was like, I came up to you and I was like, look at this, man. And you could have given a fuck.
I think I gave like a quarter of a fuck.
Do you know what I appreciate? And I'm not just saying this.
The eighth of the fuck.
You pretending to give an eighth of a fuck. You did pretend though.
Maybe a 32nd.
Didn't you?
32nd.
Of a fuck.
Yeah.
But don't you agree? Say you legitimately gave a 32nd of a fuck.
A pinch.
Do you realize how close we are getting? You know, I studied mathematics in college. I have a math degree. We're getting dangerously close to not giving a fuck. That's how small your fraction's getting.
Oh.
But you know what you did, because you're a nice person?
What did I do?
You pretended to give one whole fuck when I was excited, didn't you?
I don't know.
You did. You said you were excited because I was excited.
I think I had to preface it that, like, I knew you were excited, so I was happy for you, but I couldn't be more excited. Less excited? I couldn't have been more bored.
You know what's funny? You did a fake. It would be like, just to tell the listener, it would be like when your child draws a shitty picture and you go, oh my God, that's me. That is so good. That's it. You did that. Like, you didn't even attempt to do a real, you didn't even go like, you know what? I am really excited. This is great for the podcast. And like, I see you went like, oh my God, is this what you want? This is great. And you know what? Felt good. I don't care. I liked it.
The world makes sense again.
So.
Well, I was happy you were happy.
You were.
But yeah, this stuff, meh.
Do you know who Patrick Mahomes is?
No.
All right, I'm going to tell you. You know I don't follow sports. Not a sports person. But there is a story about this. You know what's funny? I got to Google it just so that I say his name correctly. Patrick Mahomes. I don't even know what team he plays for. I was going to read it
sport.
And lie. It is, what would you think?
Football.
Correct, football. He's the Chiefs quarterback.
Kansas City.
Very good. And
I'm surprised I knew that.
I did not know that. And so.
You didn't know that?
Nope. I mean, if I'd really thought about it, maybe. I can't believe we're still allowed to do Chiefs. I'm surprised no one came for Chiefs.
Yeah, they should have.
Controversial. So I guess Michael Jordan wore like these North Carolina shorts where he played college hoops under his NBA shorts. There's a story that Serena Williams wore the same pair of socks during a tournament and talked about how, you know, it was like special to her. This guy, Patrick Roy, talked to the goalpost behind him, thanking them for deflecting a puck. I don't know what the words I just said even mean. I'm just reading it from here. So basically, there's a history of athletes thinking that things they have are lucky.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on lucky, being lucky, superstition?
I'm superstitious.
What are you superstitious with?
Well, I don't ever like it when you're in a hotel and you stay on the 14th floor.
We have to talk about this for a second.
It's not the 14th floor.
But it's not just the 14th floor. We've discussed many times, I stayed at a hotel in New York City that does this. They're superstitious, so they don't have a 13th floor. And we often talk about, so it goes 12, 14. But they don't have an empty 13th floor where they let all the ghosts and spirits live. That's the 13th floor.
Right. You and I? No, it's just you. You stayed on the 14th floor. Thank and God. I was like, that was that's not the 14th floor.
You're on another floor 13. Guy. I was so scared.
It's probably like Friday the 13th. Like all the bad witchery shit.
Mm. I stay there all the time. But then we have a discussion often. You worry about me, which I appreciate. I never worried about myself. And then when I started dating you, I would call and you'd be like, oh, what are you doing? And I go, remember that time I go, I'm in Atlanta. I'm just like walking back. And you're like, I thought you said that was like a really bad area. And I go, yeah, I'm just walking back from the club. And you're like, you have to get a, you got to be more careful. And you remember I got to my hotel and what happened?
You said you passed a crime scene though. You said you passed an active crime scene.
Not only did I, well, sort of. What happened was I had to reroute because there was an active crime scene right next to my hotel in the adjacent building to my hotel.
Yeah, so I wasn't like hypersensitive, like, oh, like,
no.
Be cautious at like a Montessori school. Like you walked past like a, it was a murder scene, wasn't it?
You know how when you're driving, you know how when you're driving in a car and you and there's like some cars coming and if you're alone, you would have turned left and gone in front of traffic. But when you're with your children, you wait that extra beat.
Ah.
Am I the only one that does that?
No.
You drew to my attention. You brought it to my attention that you can't do that because you're supposed to be there for those children. So even when they're not in the back seat, you're not supposed to take that turn.
So you're being sweet now because you don't want to get hurt because it would make me sad?
I mean, I guess I'm doing it because you made me think of like my kids and you. And
so do you actively do that all the time?
People that... Yeah, I think so. I mean, so not once in a while I'll take a dangerous turn in front of a car.
Like Philadelphia?
When I'm alone. Philadelphia?
That was after Atlanta.
What happened in Philadelphia?
We were on the phone and you were like, hold on, I can't talk right now. And you like beelined it because you had to like run past that sketchy alleyway where you said there were people that were
Philly, I walked
following
back.
You or something sketchy.
It's a work in progress to be more safe. But you have a thing where I would love to put this question out to people. We're not live, obviously, but man, would I love to know this. What do you think is the best floor? Maybe we'll save this for another episode, but I'll just tease it. What is the best floor to stay in of a hotel? If someone asked me that before I met you, I would say first floor is great because I don't have to walk up stairs and then I'm right there. And then maybe like super high floor because I get a view. And after I spoke with you, I think we were in Vegas and we were on a low level, first level suite. And we went outside onto the balcony and I go, what's that in the bushes?
I forgot about that.
And it was just a pair of underwear.
Guys, boxer briefs.
Yeah. And I was like, fuck, this room must be lucky. Right?
Or not properly cleaned before we checked in.
Both? Yeah. Are those mutually exclusive? I'm not sure.
Or then remember we tried to check the trajectory to see if it came from our room or from like up high and someone had a lot of fun and just like slingshotted it out the window.
That's true. What? That's such an interesting thing that your boxers are in the bush. Or maybe that they didn't even stay at the hotel.
Oh, yeah, because we had access to the pool. They could have done it the other way. They could have walked from the pool and like thrown it over the fence the other way. But why would you be naked in a public place without your boxers?
People like to do that. I don't like to do that. You know what? The type of boxer they were, do you remember the brand? I do.
Hanes? For the loom? Something.
Yeah. You guess what? They're not staying in a suite with Hanes, with that brand. Those people were banging in the bushes.
It could have been an escort.
Could have been.
Well, so, no, you'd think they'd have fancier underwear.
Oh, you mean man? A man escort?
It was man underwear.
Yeah, okay, we got to table this discussion for another time. There's so much there, but I have to tell you about this Patrick Mahomes thing where
he
comes on this, some sports show, and he says, I wear this underwear all the time. I've worn them for, I think I've gone like a year without washing them. They're lucky to me, and... it's superstitious.
That's gross.
And you know, I do have a little bit of a superstition. Oh, but real quick, I got to finish this up. Erica taught me that, floor one, you might have crime.
Well, it's such they an might break in. Escape route, right? Why would they want to go upstairs and have to carry stuff away? First floor, they break in and they run away.
Then I go, to you, well, then I'll get the top floor. And you go, fire.
Fire. What are you going to do? What? You're fucked.
Where am I supposed to go? And so then we decided third and fourth floor.
Third. You know why?
Huh.
Because second floor is still easier to access if they really want to get something from the outside.
Absolutely.
Break through the window and just jump down. You don't really want to jump out of a third story window because you'll break something.
Yep.
But we don't want to be too high up because then, if there's a fire, how do we escape? Because we have to go out the window.
Do you know what I do? You want to hear a weird technique when I'm robbing a hotel? You know what I'll do? Say it's dark and I can't remember what floor I'm exactly on, what I'll do is I'll throw my boxers out the window first.
And just, it was you!
Just kind of listen to see how far
with
down
the Hanes. Mm-hmm. It was you!
So, well, the reason I bring up this article is because we got a question coming in. You did look at me accusingly when we first saw them. And so basically he wears this stuff. I wore a Lucky shirt for a while. It was Lucky with the...
Yeah, but did you wash it?
That's, you just brought up a great point. Why can't we have a Lucky garment and wash it? So some people think part of the luckiness is the non-washing. You just brought up a great point. I did wash mine. I had a Lucky shirt.
Well, that doesn't bother me then at all.
I had a shirt I'd get. It was a Lucky with the ladies type of shirt every time.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I did. It was my...
Have I seen this shirt?
No, I don't wear it anymore, but it was my favorite band. I used to wear it all the time. My favorite band was called I'll Give You $1,000 If You Fuck Me. So...
Why don't you wear that shirt now? I'd take $1,000.
So, Patrick Mahomes, kids look up to athletes.
Right? It's gross. If you're telling me that he hasn't washed... What is it again?
He says underwear, he hasn't washed them. He says he washes it like once a year. Underwear. That's,
ew, no.
I'm gonna play you a little question that we have from a listener, and here we go.
Hey, what's up, Jamie and Dr. Erica? So I got a question for you. I saw the news thing about, you know, Patrick Mahomes, and he's got his lucky pair of underwear, and he always wears it. So, like, my teenage son saw that and, like, has been doing that for quite some time.
Wow.
Is that gonna be like, I mean, I realize it's extremely just disturbingly disgusting, but is it like dangerous? Could he get like, I don't know, like an infection or like a disease or something? Yeah, I don't know that Jamie really knows anything about that, but Dr. Erica, we definitely take you seriously. So what do you think?
The fuck was that?
So,
I guess I'll just remain quiet.
So do you not wash your underwear then? Is that... okay. So I have several thoughts on this.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, teenagers in general tend to not really have the best cleanly habits, right?
Sure, sure.
You go from little kid where maybe you're only taking a bath when your mom or dad tells you like you're muddy or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly you're a teenager and you have your own responsibility. And you go from like not sweating to having those androgens pop out, right? Those are the hormones that when you go through puberty make your sebaceous glands go and you sweat a lot more.
Gotcha. Is that also the boner gland? Different.
I don't even know why I try with you sometimes.
But is sweating related to wanting to, you know, touch yourself?
Why would it be related to wanting to touch yourself?
It seems like a lot of teenage
stuff.
Ooh, I'm
sweaty. I smell. It's girls and guys having more androgen release.
Girls can touch themselves.
Oh, wow. We're learning a lot today.
Okay, sorry. Continue. I was wondering. I know teenage boys are oftentimes accused of being in their room, you know, doing stuff. I was like, is that related? Is this all?
I was going with the route of, so when you have sebaceous glands, those are your sweat glands, right? Mm-hmm. You have to wash more frequently. So a teenager goes from not having that production to suddenly having a lot more. So that's why people think teenagers are stinky. Did you know you actually sweat just as much from being a teen, even now? Like you sweat as much as you did as a teenager.
I just read that you sweat even more just being around a dirty teenager than you did before.
Oh, everybody does.
So you're saying teenagers don't sweat more often.
Well, they sweat a lot more. So it peaks around puberty.
They sweat more than they did.
Correct. And they're not used to having to bathe and wash it all the time. Mm-hmm. So you have to educate them to wash, right? And it continues at like kind of a flat level for women forever. But men get stinkier around like 80.
What do you mean?
Because you have even another...
Is it because they died at 79 and nobody found them?
That's good. Because your sebaceous glands have another like peak at that age. I don't know why. But so teenagers need to wash more to get rid of all of that than they ever did before. But they don't.
Can I say something before you answer the question that this man posed? I have a teenager and people might be thinking, yeah, Jamie agrees. His teenagers really must be stinky too. This boy... I believe at my house right now, he has three different types of shampoo, three different types of conditioner. He has like two soaps. He has two very expensive colognes. I bought one. He bought the other one. Total clean freak.
That's good.
after basketball shower. I just want to throw that out there just in case someone's like, I feel like there are. And I didn't do anything. I'm not a great dad. I just, you know, I'm a pretty clean. You're I shower a nice quite a bit. So dad. Maybe I led by example.
Well, so you know? That's great. That's an exception to the rule. But that's all. It is good parenting because you have to teach your kids. They don't know. So anyway, the problem is you're getting all of this extra sweat.
And now he's wearing this underwear.
And now you're wearing this lucky underwear. A teenager, he said, his teenage kid is wearing the same pair of underwear.
Yeah.
So now they're sweatier. They don't understand their bodies. And now they're wearing the same thing. So there's a problem. You could get jock itch, right? So that's a fungus. Mm-hmm. Tinea crura, cruris. It's okay. A jock itch, right? It's fungus.
Yeah.
And if it's like growing in your underwear, it's going to keep proliferating.
Mm-hmm.
So that's disgusting. And then you can like keep spreading it back and forth. Yeast can grow too. So candida. So that's nasty. Bacteria. Absolutely. So there's a lot of stuff. It's disgusting. No, don't do it.
Okay. Now, what if he was like, they're really winning though. And he's getting a lot of girls and stuff. It's really helping him socially.
How would that help you socially?
Because you're the foot
bad.
Great. Okay. I was thinking football star. Maybe the girl, by the time she finds out, it's too late. Dick's out. You're like, hey, we're here already. That is gross. I'm sorry. Okay. So you're saying this man, legitimate concerns.
Oh, absolutely.
Legitimate concerns about this underwear.
Well, and that's just underwear. I mean, the same thing you said, Venus Williams, like with her socks, same thing.
Yeah.
You get really bad athlete's foot, right? So if you wash them, cool. But like fungus and gross stuff grows. So you should be washing your clothes more often.
Question for you, Dr. Erica.
And that superstition needs to be shot down.
The lucky underwear.
The lucky anything that's not regularly and frequently washed.
It's disgusting.
It's fucking gross.
I wore...
It is. If I met you and you were like...
Tired of all this over my head medical terminology.
I met you... It's fucking disgusting. Yeah. That's in my medical 101 book.
You know, when you met...
Gross.
I was about to say something that I probably shouldn't say.
You had lucky underwear?
Nope. I was going to say...
You had unlucky underwear.
I was going to say... I don't know if I should say that. I was just going to say...
Never getting laid underwear.
I was just going to say like... That's that thing.
Lonely
like when,
balls, boxers.
But like when someone goes out, okay, like when someone goes out to...
Born again virgin pants.
When someone goes out to a club and they think they might have sex, that's what they want. They're going to probably wear, women and men are going to wear special underwear, clean, take care of themselves just in case, right?
I would certainly hope so.
I just wanted to say that when I met you, no
you
warning.
You had no idea.
No warning. No, had been alone for a while. Still, I still feel like I'm pretty clean guy. I shower before every comedy show, just in case I meet someone.
Oh my God.
No, I do it for psychological reasons. I want my hair to look okay. But so I'm not saying I was like dirty, but I definitely did not get the, when I met you, it was a total surprise. And there was no prep. Oh no. You're like, should I say this?
I'm going to let you just go with whatever you want to put out there.
Let's just leave it there.
Lovely.
I don't think... I didn't have on my lucky boxers. I'll just say that. They're fresh and clean and things were...
Thank God you didn't have lucky boxers.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
We might not even have this podcast. I have a question for you, Dr. Erica.
What? Yes, please wash your underwear.
Have you ever heard of the no wash movement?
Yeah, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
I had a lot of patients ask me about that recently.
Is that right? So this is... Some people say it started during the COVID pandemic, like kind of caught on.
COVID is like someone's like crutch for almost everything, I feel like.
Oh gosh, so true. My hotel, do you notice that when COVID happened, the hotels were like, hey, there's a very serious illness going around. We're going to start washing the toilets every day.
Oh.
And you go, hey. You don't think the airlines were like, yeah, we're going to start washing our hands now.
And sanitizing stuff.
Yeah. You go, what were you doing before COVID?
I didn't have that. I had the opposite where hotels were like, you know what? We want to keep our staff safe. So they're only going to come into your room if you like hang the sign on the outside. Otherwise, you're on your own. You have to keep using your sheets and towels and everything.
What about this? How long ago was COVID? I believe it's called COVID-19. Huh? I believe it's 2023. I went to a hotel this weekend. And they said, you know, because of COVID and stuff, housekeeping is on call. I'm like,
of bitches. I don't say that. Well, because of COVID, I'm just not going to show up today.
Right. It's such a, they go, hey, we could save money doing this. It's lazy.
Yeah.
Has absolutely nothing to do with COVID.
It did, but they really enjoyed the products of what they noticed, right? And so now it's kind of like, just own it. Hey, guess what? We're saving money. It's much more economical to not wash stuff every day. Hey, it's actually good for the environment.
That's right.
I like those signs. Yeah. To save the environment, don't be a heathen asshole who wants me to wash your stuff every day and just throw the towels on the ground if you need them washed.
Yeah,
I like that better because then I have the guilt of like, oh, I'm going to save a rainforest leaf today.
Yeah. And honestly, not to sound like a prima donna, but I live in hotel rooms oftentimes, and it's hard when there's no person coming in to, that's part of the lure of paying a lot of money for a hotel room. So I don't have somebody coming in. Now I gotta like, I'm like folding this. I gotta flush the toilet myself. Are you kidding me?
Oh my God.
What is this?
Well, you were kind of messy when I first met you.
I know. You know why though? Why? Why was I messy? Because I live in hotels and I'm used to like things, the bed magically being made. Do you know I thought I had a self-cleaning oven? It turned out my ex-wife was doing it.
That's a bad joke. How are you not single?
I'm starting to think the toilet didn't clean itself either. Yeah, I can feel you looking at me. Yeah, the COVID thing's wild though, right? I'm sorry. Right before we talked about COVID because we were talking about the no wash movement.
Yeah.
Oh, guess what?
What?
By the way, nothing about the podcast is different than my real life. That's almost the exact response you gave me when I told you about that awesome tripod. For real. It was a very you drew a great picture.
Well,
to a 3-year-old. Don't Jamie. Apologize. It's who you are.
What?
So I've read a couple. I think I know the answer to this question. I'm 99% sure. Maybe I'll Google it while I'm asking you. What is the dirtiest part of a hotel room, including all the items?
Oh, I know this. Okay. I watched a segment on it. Do you have the answers?
I mean, I think I know it without looking it up.
Do you have top 3 or 4?
I'm going to look it up, but we did this.
I know it.
Okay. You guess.
All right. Can you give me the top 3 or something? Because I know the number one. Guaranteed. I'm going to get it.
One? Okay.
I'm going to get number 1.
I don't think you're going to get it.
I'm going to get number 1. The dirtiest thing in a hotel room?
Yeah.
Is your source reliable? Or is it TikTok? Which is no offense to TikTok.
The 7 dirtiest places. Who do you trust? Time Magazine? Do you trust them?
Yeah.
Let's go with Time Magazine. There's a bunch of people.
Don't let me down, Time. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
All right, number 1.
Okay.
All right, do you have it up?
Yeah.
The TV remote.
Okay, that's a great answer.
That's not number 1?
So this doesn't have it... numbered 1 through 5.
Fuck you, New York Times or Time Magazine.
I want a number 1. Huff Post. Huffington Post will not disappoint us.
It's the TV remote.
And the number 1 answer.
I watched a TV show on it where they swapped stuff.
The number answer is.
The documentary.
The television remote.
Yeah!
That's right.
But have you seen how some hotels actually put them in a Ziploc baggie or something and they'll say we sanitized it now?
Yeah, Siemens Shield. That's what's on there. Come on.
Oh, because pay-per-view porn in a hotel room?
Yeah, or on your laptop and then you're touching it, right?
That's your laptop. That's not a TV remote.
Hmm.
Ew.
I like to...
Okay, the next one would be light switches.
Interesting. So this is saying...
And doorknobs.
This is saying doorknobs was going to be my number 1. This is saying drinking glasses, comforter.
I always do that though. I always throw the comforter off when we go into a hotel room.
You do?
I do. I always kick it on the ground. They never wash them.
That's exactly so what gross. I do. I walk into a hotel room. I put the comforter on the ground. I put the drinking glasses away and I jack off on the remote.
Drinking glasses?
Yep.
I use them all the time.
Yep. Then I jack off on the remote and then I will... wash that doorknob.
With the remote?
Do you know what they find on the doorknob?
Your semen, apparently.
I don't know if it's mine. Sometimes I can't tell if you mean mine
fecal
or ones.
Fecal matter. That's what they find.
So let me ask you a question about... They do find fecal matter on doorknobs. Let me ask you a question. A serious question.
What?
How many, grocery bags do you have to be carrying to open a door with your asshole? Why?
I did not see that one coming.
Why is there? I just read that.
Oh my God.
Another really dirty thing is those touchscreens self-checkout.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, the one I don't like is the moving walkways, the handle things.
Yes.
Anytime someone tries to touch that, I'm like, ugh.
You're so right. They never wash those. The moving walkway is covered with semen. The moving walkway.
Think about all of the scooping, the spoons, the serving spoons in like the Olive Bar.
Oh, any kind of buffet or bar. Oh. Damn. So remote.
I don't want to go outside now in public. I think I'm going to stay inside forever.
I'll get back to the topic at hand, but also the one of the dirtiest things in the whole world, self-checkout screens. They say they find fecal matter, urine. I go, what are you touching the screen with? Your baby?
Oh, God.
Hunter Biden's finger?
But those are places like you eat, too. Like you check out and then you eat. Like you, they have this the wow. restaurant area, so you're like touching all that. I'd rather have like a picnic table made out of Patrick Mahomes' underwear, apparently. It's probably cleaner.
The first show you, after you came to see me in Denver once, maybe it was Denver. And then the next night, after I do merch, I sell t-shirts, and I love it. And I meet everybody. After every single show, I get this question a lot online. They go, is there any way I get a picture with you? Is there any way I could, like, whatever, get an autograph, say hi? You've seen me. I meet every person that wants to after a show.
It's nice.
Every single person. And
I think you have great fans. They're very nice people. So I like it when you do it because they're nice.
Takes a minute though, right? Takes a minute. And what happens is when you were with me, I go, hey, I'll be back in 30 minutes, maybe an hour. And I go, me and Erica were getting along really well. I think this was the second time you went on the road with me. And I was gone for 30 minutes and I kind of missed you. I was at that stage in the relationship, which I'm still fucking in. Fuck.
That's
I missed
not
you.
A bad thing.
I think it's just.
I miss you too.
I think you'll be okay with this, but people listening will make comments about how I'm a wuss, but it's the truth. I did do stuff for 30 to 60 minutes, and I was like, oh, I want to see Erica again. We don't get to see each other that often, and she was on the road. I want to get back to her, and I go back in the green room. There you were waiting for me, and you go, how'd it go? I go, great, and I go to kiss you, and you acted like I was holding a syringe filled with poison, and you kind of wait. You got to wait. You slap my hand away. I was like, what the fuck? And that's when you said to me, merch table, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You just shook how many hands?
Uh-huh.
People kiss my face. I've mentioned this before. There's like kissing stuff. And so you made me very more self-conscious of making sure to wash my hands.
Well, and you know, I heard once, and I do believe this is true. I thought about it. Every hand you've ever shaken has had a dick in it.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Because at first I was like, well, no. Guy dick. But then you had your own dick. Isn't it weird that, like, I like my dick. I like it sometimes.
That's weird.
No, not that part. But I'll. I think that's only natural. It would suck if you did not like your dick. You're like, oh, you again. You again.
Fine.
Isn't it weird that you as a guy, you might not know this, but you're like, oh, my dick is cool. Other dicks, hey, just get them out. I don't like them. Like, you like your own, but then more than one, I'm like, like in a porn or something, you go, get that dick out, right? I want this one, love it. Other ones, not interested.
Why is that weird? I would be concerned if you were like, oh, right, a cornucopia of dicks.
Maybe you're right. Maybe
look
it's not weird at all.
Look at the plethora, like a satchel full of dicks today. Like, I'm glad that you're just like, no, mine's good.
Yeah.
I'm sufficed.
So, the no wash movement. Started, they're saying, or caught on with COVID. Some people say, I want to cut something out of my life. I'm trapped at home. I don't want to do laundry so much. Other people go, I want to save the environment. Those people are fucking dirty liars. So they're saying they don't want to use water. Maybe they want to save money. And this no wash movement is a lot. I mean, these folks are saying, we're not even going to wash socks. We're going to wear them until they're so disgusting. We're going to throw them away.
But we just talked about what I have concerns with, of why you can get gross diseases and germs and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's filthy.
Do you know what the no-wash movement started with? What? Hair.
Hair. Oh, what part of your body? That was
washing hair. So not clothes, but hair.
Well, okay. So I have thoughts on that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people overwash their hair.
Yeah.
So there actually is like a sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard to find the sweet spot on a woman.
Sometimes.
What is the sweet spot? In the hair.
Are we going back to hair now?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, we are.
Well.
Oftentimes after insults or when I start to feel.
Every red, few days. You're not supposed to wash your hair every day.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I wash my hair every day.
Well, you shouldn't. There's a couple of reasons. One, so I get my hair done at a salon, right?
Mm-hmm.
After it's processed, you've got a lot of the chemicals. Your hair's been through hell.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of want to give it a break.
Yeah.
And if you overly wash it and put more stuff on it, it can be very damaging and it dries it out. But for people who don't ever process their hair, every day still washes the follicles can get irritated mm-hmm. and your hair can really dry out and become more coarse, more brittle, have issues there. So it's actually nice to have some oil to maintain a balance.
Once now, every 3 days, you're saying?
Well, yeah. I mean, now there are people who excessively sweat. They have hyperhidrosis is what we call it. Armpit, groin, what?
It's a lot of sweat. I sweat a lot when I'm active, but it's not groin sweat.
Well, that's the other thing. Exercise, too, changes it, right? If you're exercising a lot, you're sweating a lot, you should wash it because that's going to block your pores and lead to things like acne. So you want to wash more frequently. But if you're not actively exercising where you're sweating a lot,
mm-hmm.
washing every day is unnecessary.
You guys have it so hard by you guys. I mean, women, it's you know, not that this is I'm covering new territory by saying this, but the whole hair thing is sometimes I go to my barber and he's booked up the whole day. And I go, is there any way? And he goes, yeah. And he cuts it. And then like 10 minutes later, I'm gone. Sometimes you will call me. I go, what are you doing? It'd be like a Monday. And you go, I'm excited. I got like a 10 a.m. appointment. And I go, cool, cool. And then Thursday you call me like, hey, I'm getting out of the, it's such a process and an event. It's also very expensive.
Yeah.
My most expensive haircut is $50 for an exceptional haircut.
The most money I've ever spent, guess.
On
for
your hair?
A haircut and coloring my hair in one session.
Question. Wedding? Was Mm-mm. it for a wedding? Wow.
No, that's an updo. That's different.
Oh.
That's where they style it.
Of course.
This is just a blowout that's included.
A blowout. Do you want to know how the most I've ever paid for a blowout? It's in Vegas. I was very drunk.
Is that when you threw your Hanes underwear over the balcony? Mm-hmm.
Great. I would guess $500.
Mm. Yeah, it was like 450 something. That was really good.
Thank
you. I'm surprised you got that.
I went high because I could feel.
How'd you know that?
I could feel where you were going. And
that's a ton, though.
And it was a ton. If you said, how much do I spend on average, I wouldn't have gone five.
250 is average.
Yeah.
Every 6 to 8 weeks.
So these people in this no wash or don't wash very often movement are not doing their laundry very often. Have you ever heard of soap nuts?
Soap nut?
Yeah.
No.
This is a fruit that you can wash with, apparently, instead of using soap. It's a natural fruit. And some people are saving money and resources by using it. I thought soap nuts was when you're showering and the power goes out. Water goes out and you're like, ah, I got soap nuts. I got some suds nipples.
What? I want to see this. There's a first of all, where are you sourcing this? You also probably...
Soapnuts.com?
Well, you have to pay for that, right?
They're fruit. So you'd have to... Well, you're right. Unless we're growing them, we're both feverishly Googling soap nuts.
Soap nuts.
Oh, God, one of these pictures is inappropriate.
It says it's sustain. I'm glad it's on.
I do not like my
soap nut.
Yeah, my
berries.
Search history has soap nuts.
That's not saving money. This one's on Amazon for like $30.
You can make. You know what that brings up a good point, which is some people are posturing, as they say, signaling. You're familiar with that, right? I believe it's a virtue signal.
It's the lychee family. Holy shit.
Who are they?
No, that's the
fruit. Oh God, I'm so stupid.
The fruit, like the martinis that I like with the.
I'm afraid to ask.
So
I'm so embarrassed right now. I thought you meant, like, you know, people go like, it's the, I thought you meant like it was a family that had done, like someone goes like, oh, it's the Kennedy family.
Sapindus is a genus of about 5 to 12 species of shrubs and small trees in the lychee family.
You know who's not a genus? Me.
Oh my God.
I thought the lychee family was this renowned family that had created many different types of.
But like, I eat lychee. That's interesting.
Hmm.
But then what do you do? They're just a nut and then you grind them and
you
wash?
Eat lychee? I don't even know what it is. Good tasting.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's a vegetable or fruit?
It's like a light white, kind of a soft, squishy texture. It's
okay.
A fruit. It's pretty sweet. Oftentimes it's added with like sugaries and syrups kind of stuff, so you mm-hmm. wouldn't like it. But yeah, it's really good.
never heard of lychee. So your recommendations, Dr. Erica, are go ahead and take a couple days off washing your hair, ladies or men, unless you're working out, and then we want to shower every single day because we don't want our pores to be clogged. And well, as far as soap nuts go, you're spending just as much money on soap nuts.
I don't even you dumb shower sons every of time I work out.
Oh.
Like if I stretch or I do yoga where it's like a more of like a flexibility or core yoga and I don't sweat,
yeah,
then I don't wash every day.
Mm-hmm.
If you do anything where you smell, you sweat, you should wash.
Mm-hmm.
But you have, so your sebaceous glands are very important because you also don't want to wash them off too frequently of your body because it actually can dry out your skin.
Mm.
So it's protective against certain germs. It helps kind of keep them as a barrier. So the oils matter too. It's like a fine balance. So mm-hmm. you can actually do damage by overwashing. You can get rashes. You can have breaks in your skin that can lead to secondary infections. So you really have to have a nice even keel of like, don't shower too much and don't shower too infrequently.
Makes sense. Next like time. Week, yeah.
You wait. That's fucking gross. Don't do that.
So we're kind of up against the hour.
Oh.
Damn it. I have a question for you.
Why don't you go?
Why don't we do it next time? Do you remember what you said to me this afternoon?
No.
We hung out with your friends last night at the Christmas Wonderland.
What did I say?
You go, you are not funny when my friends are around. And I go,
You're not. But that wasn't what I meant. I meant like, you're not like comic relief. You're just like the serious, smart guy that I fell in love with, that aspect of it. Like, you know, I think a lot of people probably don't think that you have multiple
personal
characteristics and traits
that I'm just
he's a funny guy.
I was offended at first because I feel like that would be like going, hey, when you're with my friends, you're a Dr. Feist is shitty.
You know how like I don't like to be a doctor in public?
Yes.
I feel like you don't like to be a comedian in public. Yeah. Like
especially when
thinks...
it's like when I'm having you look at my balls. But yes, you don't like when people
I don't like
ask
the party
you...
trick of like, hey, have an hors d'oeuvre and absolutely. What is this thing on my ass?
Yes. And I don't like the joking, but I find that, yes. So I was not offended after you explained yourself, which is like, you're not funny for my friends, meaning like, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not being goofy, funny guy.
Okay.
And I have a story to tell you about a date I went on once.
Oh.
And it's about not being funny.
Oh boy.
And maybe we'll just do it next time because we got to go.
I'm already going to ask you questions about this, but yes, I'll wait.
I have a question to ask you also about dating. A little bit afraid to ask. Coming up on the next episode of Afraid to Ask. You see this list going around? It's like a viral list of places you shouldn't take women on first dates.
No.
Okay, so I think I'm asking you this.
Have you taken me on any?
I come back, I drop her off, and she gets off the motorcycle and hurriedly walks away. I go, hey, how did the... Wait, what? And she walks away. Like, pretty quickly goes inside the restaurant. And I don't know what happened or what I said or if I did something, but I definitely got the feeling that, like, something went horribly wrong. What happened was...